we're in touch with the Rocky Bay Regatta. How's things going out there, Jan?
Absolutely brilliant down here, Chris. We've got the activities just about to start. The Sandcastle competition's underway, and the big keeler race will start at 10:30. The beach is looking good. There's a nice breeze out there for the keelers, and we've got something for everybody with onshore races, kayak races, swimming races, for everyone from 2 to 102.
So the Rocky Bay Regatta has a bit of a history to it, doesn't it?
It does. This is the 61st.
61st? There wasn't even roads to Rocky Bay when that started then.
Exactly. And we made our own entertainment in those days, and we're still doing that, but it has got a bit larger, and it's open to all. So if you want to come over to Rocky Bay for something different, come and join us.
So you haven't put the barricades up at the top of the hill then? You're actually welcoming the rest of the island in?
We are indeed. Indeed we are. And there's a sausage sizzle going down on the beach, and Devonshire teas in the hall. So if you're feeling a bit peckish, there's plenty of options.
So there's some serious things going on out here as well, with some yacht racing as well as the good fun sandcastle
Absolutely,
competitions and so
yeah.
on.
There's the big boat race, which is the main keeler race, and there's jolly boat races and smaller keeler races. And usually the Waiheke Boat Club join in those small boat races. We've got a few keelers out there under sail and getting ready to for the race. The course for the race is within sight of the beach, so you don't lose sight of them. They go out towards Moraitai and do sort of a triangular course a couple of times. They come back into the bay and then go out again, so plenty of opportunity to see the excitement.
And are you heading out on the water yourself, Jan?
No, I'm not. I'm standing here taking registration for the onshore activities and for the powerboat race and stuff like that. And I'm going to be judging the sandcastle competition in about half an hour.
And how long do things go on for if people are thinking, well, I'd like to head out there?
They would probably be finished, well, mid-afternoon.
Okay, so that's a...
Yes, certainly the onshore activities have got to be over by about lunchtime because of the tide. The tide's coming in. So we do all of that stuff first, then we do the swimming races and the kayak races after that. So there'll still be activities once the tide is high.
So
and you can come for a swim. It's a nice bay to have a swim in.
And the regatta itself, has it pretty much been in the same form for that whole 61 years?
With some variations. I mean, back in the good old days, before Osh and that sort of thing, we used to have greasy poles and stuff like that, which are a bit dangerous these days. But basically, it's been in the same format. Back 60-odd years ago, the Moraitai Boat Club used to participate in our big boat race, and that sort of petered out in recent years, but I think a lot of our members are members of Moraitai anyway, because they come across from that way.
And I lost my train of thought completely and utterly there. So who organises this?
It's the Rocky Bay Memorial Cruising Club.
And
it's our major event for the year, and we've got a lot of good sponsors, and Fuller's are always behind us. Fuller's Ferry, Sea Link, the Only Road Village Butchery, corporate hire for the sound system. The Waiheke RSA have helped out with funding this time around. Waiheke Workout, Bins for You, First National, Masters Motors, Paintball, Timberworld, Clive Lonergan, Gasoline Alley, Ostend, the Sly Family, Gulf Sound and Vision, and First National.
Well, there's hardly anyone left, Jan.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the whole, the island business community gets in behind us well and truly, and that's great, because we have loads of prizes for the kids and pretty good prizes for the adults as well.
Okay, and that big keeler race, that starts at 10:30, is that right?
It does indeed.
Okay, so you've still got time. And how long would that race go for?
Probably, well, a lot depends on the wind, of course, and there's only a light sort of breeze here at the moment.
At the moment.
At the moment, although we've just had a marine forecast that says it's 20 to 30 knots somewhere out there on the Gulf, but it ain't in Rocky Bay.
No, but so, the weather's on its way, so don't worry about that.
I bet it is, yes. I think the boat race usually lasts for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on, as I say, on the wind conditions.
Okay, well, it's well worth people hopping in the car and driving over then.
Or catching a bus and coming over, yes.
Even better.
Indeed.
Or riding their bike, although it's
Absolutely.
A bit of a hill.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So that's Jan Scott, our roving reporter, and Rocky Bay, reporting on the Rocky Bay Regatta. You have a great day out there, Jan.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay, cheers.